never does a bad job with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Our guy, Andrew Raycroft, on the most glorious of weekends in the NHL, the All-Star Weekend. Razor, how are you?
I am wonderful, and it is glorious if you don't get picked for the All-Star Game. That is a glorious weekend because you're on the beach. But it looks like it was a lot of fun in Toronto last night. I'm sure the guys are feeling it today.
It was electric.
Well, I'm sure the clubs were electric. I'm not so sure the actual events were electric.
You know what? Razor, I got a bone to pick with you. I got a problem with you. Right off the bat.
This is going to be amazing.
No, here we go.
This is going to be amazing.
I got nothing to do with this, brother. I'll
this is a me thing.
Yep.
This is a me thing.
I thought
you and I were special, Gresh. I thought I was special. I thought one of my Jokic members, part of the Hockey Talk Alliance. And I thought he only did the hockey talk with us.
Hockey Talk Alliance.
I thought he only did it with us. I find out. Yeah, like he's got Razor's got this whole little podcast he does with Jaffe, right? And he's talking hockey. And he had a whole special. He had Bergeron on his podcast, right? So I'm going to say, let me take a listen to this thing. And the only thing that kind of stood out to me. Well, there's a lot that stood out to me. But most importantly, Razor, I want to play it for you. Because I listened to it, and I think you have this whole Bergeron, because Bergeron and Razor were roommates back in the early days. They were roomies back when Bergeron was 18 or 19 years old. And just listen to this, and let me kind of give you my opinion.
He slept so much. It was unbelievable. Again, another good lesson for all the kids. This 18-year-old kid slept it was 4-hour pregame skates, and then we'd get in from somewhere else, and he was asleep before I put my bags on. It was unbelievable.
So the thing is that Bergeron slept a lot as a rookie, as his first-year guy, but I think he slept, Razor, because he didn't want to talk with you. He didn't want to interact with you. So before, because you're playing it off he didn't want to miss out on this opportunity, but he really wanted to avoid speaking with you. And even then, he didn't really speak the language. So that's why I think he went to bed at 8 o'clock before your bags hit the floor. Your thoughts?
Sure, but where's the bone you have to pick with me? I don't get that.
Because you're part of the Hockey Talk Alliance. You're part of the Hockey Talk Alliance. That's our thing.
So now you're mad at Patrice for not talking to me? Is that what we're doing?
Well, you should have invited him on our show with you so he could be part of Jokic.
Oh. Well,
you're very selfish.
I mean, the last Jokic, he was still playing. He was still technically a player. So, I mean, let's let Jokic marinate a little bit, and maybe over the summer, Patrice has 10 minutes to hang out with us.
So you're promising me that Patrice Bergeron will come on as a Jokic member. Look, you said it.
Who wants to let Jokic marinate?
I love it. That is sports talk radio at its best there, putting that promise word in my mouth.
Yeah, that was presumptuous by Fourier, and just the whole let Jokic marinate. Sure. I'm going to let that itch just spread for a couple days.
It was a good listen, though. You guys did a good job on that, and the stories that he was telling were really interesting. So, but I thought it was funny that he slept so much as an 18-year-old. And he tried to get
incredible.
To sleep before you came into the room. That's what I thought was weird.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I haven't thought of that angle. I appreciate that. So, yeah, he probably didn't like me. I wasn't
a
knucklehead back then.
At first.
Well,
at first,
he was.
For listening for you. I'm shocked. even for a second.
He was 18 and you were how old?
I was 23.
Oh, my God.
So he's an 85 birthday.
So you guys are still eating snack cakes and playing PlayStation.
Oh, we were ordering pizza. Yeah, no, we didn't do anything. We weren't drinking wine or anything at that point. Yeah, we were big time nerds. We were the two youngest kids by 5 years too back then. So it was, we were pizza and movies in the room. That was it. Nothing fun.
Do you speak French?
No, I'm not going to say I speak French. My mom was born in Montreal. She's a Bélanger, so she has a lot of French. My grandmother's fluent. So I knew enough to pick up, but we didn't have French conversations. It was English and very.
So did you help him with this? Was there any point in time where you helped him with American slang? Cliches.
No,
hey, say this to coach next time you see him, he'll understand, and you told him the wrong thing.
No. I've been a pro for a couple years. So I made sure that, you know, we got to the right place and the right time. Like, I did have some responsibilities in what we needed to get done and where we needed to be. So I guess that was the only thing, being a little older.
Huh. So, obviously, we've talked about the benefits of being able to have this break, Razor. Jim Montgomery, Don Sweeney, the brain trust over at the Bruins. What kind of work do you think they are doing during this downtime to get ready for the second half of the year and the trade deadline?
Well, I think Don's the one doing all the work. I think Jim Montgomery, the coaches, the players are literally taking this like they haven't thought about hockey for 5 days. It's a full flip it off, get away, and that's really the best way to reset and get ready for the end. Now, Don Sweeney, they're trying to look at their roster and they're trying to figure out what's going on in the league. We did have a big trade in the NHL yesterday or the day before. Elias Lindholm, who is connected with Boston quite a bit, center for Calgary, gets traded to Vancouver for a pretty good hockey player, a couple of good prospects, and a first-round pick. So it was a big deal. That probably gets the gears in motion, gets everybody talking and figuring out where players can go, and hopefully that breaks that trade deadline. So Don Sweeney's really looking, and that part of the organization's looking at what the team needs, what kind of players are out there, how can we build depth. The players and the coaches, they are on vacation till probably Saturday night, and then they start thinking about Calgary Tuesday night.
Razor, how much of what you thought like of this team before the season started and where you are now has changed? Like, how has that kind of metamorphosis been for you so far?
The goal scoring. And also the penalty kill. I guess I'll go to the penalty kill. Of course, Patrice Bergeron, but also for me, Tomas Nosek. He took a lot of faceoffs in zone the last couple of years. I wasn't sure where that was going to shake out on the special teams. And then I don't think we ever would have thought they were scoring 3.5-4 goals a game like they are right now. Charlie Coyle, Pavel Zacha, on pace to have more points than Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci did last season. I didn't really see that coming. So those are the scoring is I thought it was going to be a lot of 2-1 games. They're playing 4-2 games, and that's something that I didn't expect. Again, at the start of the season, we'll go back. I had them at 104 points. I thought their goaltending and their D was good enough and their details to get them in the playoffs. It looks like they're going to blow 104 out of the water and really win the division. So a lot of that's coming because of the scoring. I did not see that coming.
Talking about the D with the Bruins with our guy Andrew Raycroft. He joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Will the goalie rotation continue? What's your best guess?
Yes, it'll continue, barring injury. They'll continue. I am curious. I haven't asked this question, and it's a question you could ask in part. Like, will they go to a 3-game rotation or a 2-game rotation where maybe you get guys playing, you know, for 5 days straight and the other guy's sitting out for 5 days, and just to kind of get into maybe a bit of a different rhythm? It is hard because of the schedule compacts here in the last 2 months of the season, but I'd be curious if they let one of these guys or both of these guys take 2 or 3 at a time, schedule permitting, to then, you know, work themselves into that weekly basis. I don't know. I think at the end of the day, they'll end up with the same amount of games over the next 2 months. But maybe we see, you know, a 2-game kind of rotation.
Razor, in terms of tightening up the defense, like, I know that Jim Montgomery kind of zeroed in on the defending the rush chances. There have been net front issues as well. Clearly, the defense doesn't need to be revamped, but can it be tightened up? Can it realistically be tightened up the way the Bruins need it to be?
Yes, it can. It's a mindset at times. I believe, you know, and it's more of a team defense mentality where they have been a little bit easy in the middle of the ice in certain games, whether it's tips or rebounds. They've given up goals in the middle of the ice. The rush chances have gone down in the last month, which is pretty typical of an NHL season. Again, you see guys on pace for 50 goals in 50 games, and then they end up with 60 at the end of the season. Like, the league itself tightens up at the end of the year. It gets harder to score. I think guys focus on those details, that defensive mindset, a little bit more in the second half. But certainly the Bruins can do better at that. I think they have to be able to go far in the playoffs. And whether that's a personnel change or just a different mentality, a little bit more conservative outings can help with those.
Razor, who needs to improve the most in the second half for this team to have a real shot at the postseason?
Oh, good question, Christian Fourier.
Oh, man.
God.
I'll say, hey, make sure you tip your waitresses and bartenders.
That's it. We lost Fourier for the last 2 hours.
We went over it for the weekend.
We went over yesterday his need for compliments. So,
oh, yeah, I can imagine. listen, up front, it's hard to go anywhere up front. It really is. Trent Frederick, Morgan Geeky, these guys have played above and beyond. I guess if there's one guy that I'd love to see score some more and get some more assists is Matt Grizzlick. I think he's been worked through injuries. He's worked through being in and out of the lineup because of those injuries. I think the Bruins need a little bit of secondary scoring from the back end, and I think his defense is better when he's getting points and when he's getting shots. So I'll go there, but it's scraping the barrel just because I think this team is overachieved in a lot of different areas individually.
Razor, biggest worry for the second half of the season for you is what?
Injuries to centermen up front. That's pretty standard, I suppose, around the league, I think. But that can derail. An injury or two up front could really derail the way this group's been playing. And again, I think when it comes to playoff time, I think it's matchup. And we saw it last year with the Florida Panthers. If the Bruins played anyone else in the first round, they get through it. So I think when I look at, like, who are they going to get at the end of the day in that wild card spot, I don't see a Florida out there right now, but that's always a worry if you just get the wrong matchup in that first round to make things difficult. We found that out last season.
Razor, first half MVP not named Pastrnak or any of the goalies?
Brad Marchand.
Okay. And it's
because of his leadership. He took the captaincy role very seriously. He was very proud of getting the captaincy. We heard all that all summer, but he's brought it on the ice. And I think he's won two or three or four games for this Bruins team that look like they weren't going to pull it out. And he's come out in the third period. And the Columbus game at home, he had a hat trick in the third period. Multi-goal games three or four times in the January where it's the dog days. And he could have slept through it and not got this team into the fight. So for me, it's not even a question that it's Brad Marchand after those three guys that you just mentioned.
All right, Razor, thanks a bunch, brother. We appreciate it. I don't know if it was necessarily a bone that Fourier picked with you, but nevertheless.
Well, you know, we tend to exaggerate little bit in radio.
I appreciate you pumped the interview for us. I appreciate that, Fourier. Hopefully everyone listens to it. It was fun, and I just appreciate you paying attention to what I'm doing.
Hey, listen, man, if you know anything about Gresh and I, we love storytelling. We love guys telling stories about the beginning, and I think it was really interesting how he came up, how he wouldn't talk, how he was nervous about people being, you know, upset about him not talking. So there was a whole, like, learning curve with him I thought was interesting. So, but I just want to, before you leave, like, okay, so we're thinking maybe May for Bergeron in here, maybe like April. Let's go May. May for Bergeron.
Yeah, I think it has to be still in school time. So, yeah, let's
shoot for May.
May, June.
Okay.
We'll
all right, there we go. May. All right, we'll keep reminding because we have you all year.
There we go.
I can't wait to hear about it every single Friday until May.
Well, next Friday we'll be able to talk about games.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll get Razor's thoughts on the Super Bowl as well, which I'm sure is big in Canada.
Oh, I've got lots. I've got lots of thoughts for sure. I'm ready for it Friday.
Could we have done Grey Cup breakdown with you as well?
No, I have no idea who's in the Grey Cup. Yeah, no chance.
Do you know who Pinball Clemens is?
Yeah. Yes, I do know Pinball Clemens is.
That's a real guy. Very great nickname.
No, he's one of the most storied receivers in Canadian Football League history, and then coached the Toronto Argonauts.
He was the CFL's version of Barry Sanders.
There you go. That's exactly right. Look at that.
Interesting.
CFL knowledge, baby. Thanks, Razor. Have a great weekend, brother. We'll see
you. You too, guys.